Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. Good morning, everybody.
This morning is
going to be airing on our great holiday in America called July 4th, Independence Day.
July 4th.
Yeah, happy July 4th. It's kind of it's always a fun day per se that, you know, because everybody gets off, except for obviously certain service people that have to work, but hopefully you get other days off. But, you know, it's a day of, you know, when you think of July 4th, it's, you know, picnics and, you know, food and gathering stuff and then fireworks and celebrating, you know, fireworks. And when we think of the day itself, it's what we call Independence Day.
Right.
So it's the day that July 4th, 1776, is when America gained its independence from Britain that was ruling over the people of America. But because of how they were being treated by Britain, they rebelled and, you know, had what they call the War of Independence, and they won. Mm-hmm. And miraculously, by the way. And there's all kinds of, if you haven't had time, sometimes go read some of the stories of George Washington and the battles that they had and how they miraculously won the war when they were way outnumbered and way outmanned.
Right.
But God just gave them favor and they won and they have independence. And the word independence is gaining freedom. And as we founded our country and then we celebrated every July 4th, it's all on this concept of freedom. And remember, it was formed up by people that were, for the most part, believers in God, and certainly even what we call believers in Christ, Christians, who understood that, and the essence of freedom is so pure, it's really a beautiful thing, and it's the essence of the freedom of choice. And that is that they knew, well, we're not here. We do believe in Jesus, and we do believe in Christ, and we do believe in the Bible, and we believe in the truths of the Bible, and we're here to enjoy that. I mean, we want everybody to enjoy it, but, and this is where the separation of church and state has gotten, you know, kind of distorted. Their view of the separation of church and state was the state, the government, could never decide the religion for the people that function in that country.
Right.
So you can't force somebody or decide to make somebody follow certain things. Rather, let's give everybody the freedom to decide for themselves what it means to walk with God. And they believed that if you had a pure freedom, which they understood was the essence of God's image, that a lot of people would choose God, because why would they not? And because they were so excited about the life of God.
Right.
And it wasn't that we're trying to form up a nation that forces religion on people, or even say we're a Christian nation, but we're a nation following godly principles and truths that we've set up in the, you know, and they wound up setting up even in the Constitution around this concept of freedom. And that if we could maintain freedom and we keep these checks and balances, that everybody will continue to have freedom and a true democracy will decide how they want to function. In terms of the government. And because they thought of the checks and balances of the judiciary, the Congress, and the presidency, none of them could gain control.
Right.
Now, interesting enough, because of the what was manipulated, and that's why we have problems with, you know, thinking about, are we following the Constitution? The answer is no, not really, not anymore. Is that two big things have happened. One, the judiciary set themselves up as a place of making law. And they were never intended to do that with the original founding fathers. It was to interpret what the Congress, through the presidency, voted as law. They were to interpret that. Well, just like today, I mean, think of it. You even mentioned it in our discussion. We just had a taping of the End Times. And just yesterday, a judge, single judge, says, Trump, you don't have the right to do what you're doing with the tariffs. Okay, well, wait a minute. He decided on his own what the new law is, see? And now it has to be processed because he decided it. The judiciary just decided something. Mm-hmm. They didn't interpret something, they made it. Now it'll ultimately have to go up to the Supreme Court to get it processed because they took over that role that was never intended to be given. Secondly, and this is part of the problem, you know, with what Trump is doing, is it was never intended in the original Constitution for the presidency to have such power, what's called executive orders. And that is with bypassing Congress, I can make a rule and a decision, and that's the new law without any discussion, without any due process.
And he has come out guns blazing with that one, right?
Well, it's the last, interesting enough, it's probably the last, probably since, the 90s. It's gotten stronger and stronger and stronger. Every president has exercised that. Mm-hmm. And it's Democrat and Republican. And by the way, it's back and forth. So, Trump originally had a bunch of them. Biden gets elected. He reverses all those and has new ones. Trump gets elected again, reverses all of Biden's and does a bunch of new ones. Well, the whole thing is bypassing, the aspect of it because the aspect of freedom. And what God originally set up for us as a country and then we individually is to live in the beautiful thing called freedom. So let's look at a couple of verses and then we'll try to help understand where do we stand on that. So first of all, 2 Corinthians 3:17
says, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty."
Yeah. Where you're operating in the Spirit, walking with me, you will experience freedom.
Right.
And freedom of choice and freedom of without burden, without heaviness, without worry and anxiety. You'll have freedom because his nature is freedom and to release all that from you where the Spirit of the Lord is operating. Okay, go to John 8, 28 to 32 and then verse 36.
Sure. "Then Jesus said to them, 'When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father taught me, I speak these things. And he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him.' And as he spoke these words, many believed in him. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, 'If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.'" And verse 36 says, "Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed."
Yeah. If you abide in me and abide in my word, you will know the truth. And the truth will set you free. And if Christ sets you free, you're free indeed. You have that freedom of movement and freedom of choice. Okay, then Galatians 5, 1 and 2.
Sure. "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Indeed, I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing."
Yeah, so that it's saying that don't set up your own arbitrary rules, but rather you live in freedom and encourage others around you to live in that same freedom, not the way you want them to do. Now, we know government needs, you need law and you need rules and you need order, and that's all good. But focus on the freedom that it brings, the freedom of choice, because he said, where I'm at is freedom. If you abide in me, there's freedom. Live in that freedom. What? It's the privilege of having choice, and I can freely choose it, including freely fail if I so desire. See, he doesn't say, I'm going to prevent you from doing that.
Right.
But rather, the essence of life, which I think our founding fathers really understood, is let's create a culture of freedom. And if we promote that freedom, then people will have a freedom of knowing the truth. And if they know the truth, they will follow Christ. Which is their heart. But at the same time, there's a freedom not to, see?
Right.
And God says the same thing. I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose freedom and be with me. But I allow you not to, see? So the essence of freedom is the very essence of our celebration of rejoice in that. And that, is it becoming less freedom in America? Probably. Does that mean we can't live in the freedom with Christ? No, see, it doesn't. Why? Because we can still live there, even if we're under a dictatorship. We can live under that freedom because of our relationship with Christ. And he said, now, if you do, he said, there will be this beautiful result. And go to Galatians 5, 13 and 14.
"For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself."
Yeah. He says, so I'm giving you freedom, and I want you to enjoy that freedom.
Mm-hmm.
But don't use the freedom to just satisfy self. That's the flesh.
That's so important.
But rather, I want you to look out and serve one another and provide things that they need and be generous and love one another by offering them things that would benefit them. Because your look with the freedom is, well, I get to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Now look outward and invite others to the same place. So like, for example, they set up the Constitution. There wasn't a tax.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't an income tax. Now they taxed certain things, but they didn't set up a tax system to perpetuate any dependence on the government. They didn't set up, you know, all these institutions to go and take care of people. Here's what they believed and understood.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to. Why? The church will do it.
Mm.
Why? Out of the what God just said is, if you live in freedom, mm-hmm. you will automatically have a heart to assist others.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, the Christians are the one that developed schools. They're the ones that developed hospitals. They're the mm-hmm. ones that developed social programming.
Right.
And they took care of it. And it wasn't like, I need money from the government to do that. They just had people donate and they built things and took care of it. Because of what? The freedom has you look outward and serve one another. So as we celebrate July 4th, you know, we first of all keep rejoicing at the freedom that we do live in. And by the way, that's a personal freedom. Regardless of what's going on around us, we still mm-hmm. can live in that freedom. Why? Because we're walking
right.
with God and we can experience that freedom. And at the same time, how then can we assist others, particularly those around us? That how can I help you to enjoy the freedom? And what would benefit you? What are things that I can do generously to benefit you? Not to enable you, but rather to encourage you to choose freedom as well.
Mm.
And I honor that freedom of choice, which is the essence of what America is all about. You know, so I just pray, Father, I thank you that it's pretty cool how you gave our country this essence of freedom as the basis. It wasn't a state religion. Even we aren't a Christian nation, but we were a nation founded on the essence of who you are and the principles of who you are around this issue of freedom. May we enjoy that. May we live it out. I pray that we'll have honor and respect for each other and not be so divisive and so judgmental, and that we would look toward others of how we can engage them for their freedom of choice and their opportunity to receive things that we could help them with. We praise you and we thank you now in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing, Rich, and happy 4th of July to everyone.
Happy 4th of July.
Yes. If you have questions from today's broadcast, be sure to send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com and enjoy celebrating the freedom that God has given us and just love each other well this week.
Amen. Yeah. Enjoy the fireworks. Yep. See you then.
Absolutely. Yep. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.